It is clear and obvious why the Satan, the Samach Mem, the evil inclination, invests extra effort to entice women to wear wigs, more than he does with all other prohibitions. The reason is that with this prohibition, if the Satan manages to cause women to stumble, even inadvertently, he confidently says, "Now she is mine." At this point, there is no salvation from his hands anymore, because there is a serious cheder against wigs, as we're going to see in a moment. Let us go over some facts that will enlighten and open our eyes. An ultra-orthodox Shomer Shabbos woman with a wig is put into cherem or the Baal HaShafala'ah, Rabbi Pinchas Halevi Ish Horowitz, author of HaFala'ah, in conjunction with two quarts and with a Torah scroll in hand, put any woman who wears a wig into cherem. The strength of this cherem was implemented by 71 great men of Israel in the year 1866, as outlined in the book Pesaktin. It states there that a cherem made by any beis din is valid until the end of all generations and cannot be nullified. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef ruled so as well. Also, the author of Shedei Chemed mentioned this cherem of Rabbi Pinchas Halevi Ish Horowitz Ritzal about women wearing wigs. Based on the above facts, the rabbis that permit wearing wigs have no credibility. One may therefore wonder which rabbis are the ones who are giving the stamp of approval to wigs.